Mark chapter 15. And immediately in the morning the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and bound Jesus, and carried him away, and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, Are you the king of the Jews? And he answering said to him, You say so. And the chief priests accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. And Pilate asked him again, saying, Do you answer nothing? See how many things they witness against you. But Jesus still did not answer, so that Pilate marveled. Now at that feast he released to them one prisoner, whomever they desired. And there was one named Barabbas, son of the father, who lay bound with them who had made an insurrection, who had committed murder in the insurrection. And the multitude crying aloud began to desire him to do as he had always done for them. But Pilate answered them, saying, Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews? Because he knew that the chief priests had delivered him out of envy. But the chief priests moved the people, that he should rather release Barabbas son of the father to them. And Pilate answered and said again to them, Do you want me to do to him whom you call the king of the Jews? And they cried out again, Crucify him. Then Pilate said to them, Why, what evil has he done? And they cried out the more exceedingly, Crucify him. And so Pilate, wanting to appease the people, released Barabbas son of the father to them, and delivered Jesus when he had scourged him to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away into the hall, called Praetorium, and they called together the whole band. And they clothed him with purple, and braided a crown of thorns, and put it around his head, and began to salute him, Hail, King of the Jews! And they struck him on the head with a reed, and spat upon him, and bowing their knees worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took the purple from off of him, and put his own clothes on him, and led him out to crucify him. And they compelled one Simon a Cyrenian, who passed by, coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. And they brought him to the place Golgotha, which is, being interpreted, the place of a skull. And they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh, but he refused it. And when they had crucified him, they parted his clothing, casting lots upon them, what every man should take. And it was the third hour, 9 a.m., and they crucified him. And the inscription of his accusation which was written above him was, The King of the Jews. And with him they crucified two thieves, the one on his right hand and the other on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, And he was counted with the transgressors, sinners and criminals. And those who passed by, railed on, shouted obscenities at him, shaking their heads and saying, Ah, you who destroys the temple and builds it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests mocking said among themselves with the scribes, He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let Christ the King of Israel descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe. And those who were crucified with him also reviled, spoke bad things against him. And when the sixth hour noon had come, there was darkness over the whole land, until the ninth hour 3 p.m. And at the ninth hour 3 p.m., Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani? Which is, being interpreted, my God, why have you forsaken me? And some of those who stood by when they heard it said, Listen, he is calling Elijah. And one ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar, and put it on a reed, and gave him to drink, saying, Let him alone, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down. And Jesus cried with a loud voice, and gave up the spirit. Nisan 14, March April 40, 71 AH 29 AD. And the veil curtain of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. And when the centurion who stood opposite him saw that he so cried out, and gave up the spirit, he said, Truly this man was the Son of God. There were also women looking on from a distance, among whom was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James the Less, and of Joses, and Salome, who also, when he was in Galilee, followed him, and ministered to him, and many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. And now when the evening had come, because it was the preparation day, that is, the day before the Sabbath Saturday, Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, who also waited for the kingdom of God, came, and went in boldly to Pilate, and requested the body of Jesus. And Pilate marveled that he was already dead, and calling to himself the centurion, he asked him whether he had been dead for any length of time. And when he heard it from the centurion, he gave the body to Joseph. And he bought fine linen, and took him down, and wrapped him in the linen, and laid him in a tomb which was cut out of a rock, and rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. And Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where he was laid.